FM 90.3 WJTL, John Waller, as for me in my house. Natalie Grant, who else? Hey, good morning at 7:03.
Good morning and happy Tuesday going out to you. Listen, tomorrow it's Winning Wednesday. You'll have a chance to win a gift card to Freedom Thrift Store in New Holland. Details at our contest blog at WJTL.com.
We have a lot of famous listeners, but our most famous listener of all time is with us this morning. Now I've embarrassed her. Our friend Sue Forey is here. Good morning, Sue.
Hi, Sue.
Good morning.
It's so great to have you here. Sue is here with Moms in Prayer International, an organization she's been a part of for a long time. She's the coordinator here locally. Before we talk about that, though, Sue, you had to ask Siri how long you've listened to WJTL.
Exactly. Yes, last night I asked Siri what 48 minus 12 is and got 36. 36 years going strong listening to WJTL.
Since you were 12.
That's exactly right. Yes.
You were Sue from Conestoga for many, many years.
Oh. Correct.
Before you got married and had kids, and now they're all grown up. And, you know, Facebook can be a wasteland of things, but one thing I love is seeing your kids grow up.
Yes.
Because I've known them since they were kids' cookie
breakers. For 36 years, ever since you've had them.
It's pretty great. Sue, you've been a part of Moms in Prayer International for a long time, too. Tell us about it.
I have, and I love Moms in Prayer because at Moms in Prayer, we pray for children in schools. No matter how old the child, you're never too young to start praying. You're never too old to stop praying for Moms in Prayer. We are just, it's our goal and mission to see every school and every child covered in prayer.
So basically, you get together with moms while the kids are at school and you pray.
And it could be while the kids are at home. It could be a homeschool group. It could be a grandma group. It could be a private school group. It could be a college group. I have been so burdened to pray for our colleges. Yeah. They need our prayers. Yeah, our children need our prayers. And if we're not praying, then who's praying for our child?
Right. Right. How can our listeners get involved?
They can go to momsinprayer.org and click on Get Started and then join a group. And we'll get them connected with a group. And if there's no group in their area, then we will equip them to start a group.
Very cool. Momsinprayer.org. You must have some great stories about how God used Moms in Prayer over the years.
I do. I have lots of great stories. And, you know, as I was reflecting on what story to share today, I shared the story last time I was on the air about my son's teammate who passed away and how God redeemed that situation. But this morning, when I thought about this, I thought about my daughter who just struggles to go to school during COVID. I mean, it's hard. It's hard for everyone. It's hard for adults.
Everybody. Yeah.
And it's hard for kids.
Yeah.
And when she's headed off to school, she's worried, will she get quarantined? Will she, you know, get contact trace? The best thing I can do is pray for her. Mm-hmm. I am tired of people saying, well, the least I can do is pray. Mm-hmm. No, the most I can do is pray.
Amen.
That is where I need to be. And, you know, See You at the Pole is coming up. And the theme verse for See You at the Pole is James 4:10. And if you look it up in the message, it says, get down on your knees before the master. It's the only way you'll get on your feet.
Wow. That's really great.
And that's what we do at Moms in Prayer. We get down on our knees before the master. It's the only way we'll get on our feet.
Wow. Momsinprayer.org, the place for you to check out. Now, you have an event that's coming up in November also. Tell us about that.
We do. We have Awaken Hope Philadelphia coming up on November 6th at Church of the Savior in Wayne, Pennsylvania. It's from 9 to 3:30. And as I was reflecting on this, you know, we've been not only been planning for this for 2 years, but we've been praying for this for 2 years.
Wow. So coming up, we're going to learn more about that. And Sue's going to tell us more about that. Not only that, but a very special thing. We're going to give you a chance to win tickets to it, right?
Correct. We have tickets for one person to win, and they can bring a friend. So
and
two
you've
tickets.
Never been here and actually, like, you've won hundreds of things from us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Like, including the Creation Survival Kit, including tickets to concerts, CDs, all. But you've never been here to see how it works.
Correct. And Fred, I'm the last Creation Survival Kit giveaway winner.
Wow.
I love that.
That sounds like a movie
I've
watched.
Sue is amazing.
Yeah. Sue, another amazing thing. We have a brand new Toby Mac song. It just came out yesterday. Okay?
And you so know I new. Love Toby.
And I know Toby's your favorite. We're going to play his song next. So this is like...
This is Christmas.
You're good at Christmas so in so many ways for Sue and for us. So stick around. A brand new Toby Mac song that you maybe haven't heard yet is coming up next. With us.